Ezechiel. Chapter 9. He cried also in my ears with a loud voice, saying, Cause them that have charge over the city to draw near, even every man with his destroying weapon in his hand. And, behold, six men came from the way of the higher gate, which lies toward the north, and every man a weapon for slaughter in his hand, and one man among them was clothed with linen, with a writer's inkhorn by his side, and they went in, and stood beside the bronze altar. And the glory of the God of Israel had gone up from the cherub, where it was, to the threshold of the house. And he called to the man clothed with linen, which had the writer's inkhorn by his side. And the Lord said unto him, Go through the midst of the city, through the midst of Jerusalem, and set a mark upon the foreheads of the men that sigh and that cry for all the abominations that are done in its midst. And to the others he said in my hearing, Go you after him through the city, and kill, let not your eyes spare, neither have you pity. Slay utterly old and young, both maidens, and little children, and women, but come not near any man upon whom is the mark, and begin at my sanctuary. Then they begin at the elders who were before the house. And he said unto them, Defile the house, and fill the courts with the slain, go ye forth. And they went forth, and killed in the city. And it came to pass, while they were slaying them, and I was left, that I fell upon my face, and cried, and said, O Lord God, will you destroy all the rest of Israel and your pouring out of your fury upon Jerusalem? Then said he unto me, The iniquity of the house of Israel and Judah is exceedingly great, and the land is full of blood, and the city full of perverseness, for they say, The Lord has forsaken the land, and the Lord sees not. And as for me also, my eye shall not spare, neither will I have pity, but I will recompense their way upon their heads. And, behold, the man clothed with linen, which had the inkhorn by his side, reported the matter, saying, I have done as you have commanded me.